This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Mike Vick.
What's up?
What'd you find?
And, you know, through this situation, I found Jesus. And, you know, I asked him for forgiveness. And I've turned my life over to God.
Right. Does the expression, shut your ass up, ring any bells?
That was Jesus talking back.
That's very fresh tape there. That happened today. Yeah. That Mike Vick found Jesus.
Right? Mike
Vick. And I'm glad Mike Vick was able to talk about himself as Mike Vick.
I agree. I totally asked for forgiveness and understanding as I move forward to bettering Michael Vick, the person, not the football player. I take full responsibility for my actions. If I'm more disappointed with myself, if anything, it's because of all the young people, young kids that I've let down, who look at Michael Vick as a role model. And to have to go through this and put myself in this situation, I will redeem myself. I have to. So I got a lot of downtime. A lot of time to think about my actions and what I've done and how to make Michael Vick a better person.
Only three.
What not?
Don't these athletes have people that can tell them, don't speak about yourself like you're not yourself?
And wouldn't you just...
Jesus!
Wouldn't you say to him, dude, here's a tape of Michael Irvin at the Hall of Fame.
Right.
If you're going to be contrite...
Yes.
And if you're going to speak... And if you're going to just lay it out there.
Right.
Lay it out there, dude.
Well, you know, I think that that people that have been in similar situations where they have to redeem themselves might say he ain't ready yet.
Yeah.
I you know, look, judge not lest ye be judged, but anybody watching that press conference today probably felt the same way I do. It's like,
I got this from
I'm not real sure.
From his apology, I got this. Well, he's immature.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks he is.
I can agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with that. With the
but like that's all though.
Yeah.
Well, I was immature.
Yeah. So you're pissed off too, right?
Yeah.
At that.
Well,
I'm annoyed by it.
I was not pissed off until he brought Jesus into it. You know that Jesus seems to be the fallback.
Well, there are a lot of guys that find Jesus in prison. You know, and I think Jesus is pretty damn convenient occasionally.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know why it made me mad. I wish there had been a little bit more. I don't know,
contrition.
From the heart.
Sorry, yes.
But I mean, you know, he's about to, you know, he's on the other side of this thing.
I'll say this.
He hasn't come out through the, you know, through the end of this yet.
Right.
So that sounds a little dirty,
so
doesn't
we
it?
Can get the Mike Vick talk out of the way.
Yes.
I do think that he did speak from the heart as much as he can. I agree with you. He didn't have anybody that gave him a prep session
no,
or said,
and somebody
you know,
ought to be helping the guy.
What are you going to say? No, instead he's got the black Billy Martin.
Right.
And I always keep thinking it's going to be the other Billy Martin.
No.
The dead Billy Martin coming
right,
out.
Coming back from the grave. But there it is. And, well, you know, it'll be very interesting, I should say, to see how he sounds at the conclusion of this, when he has done his debt to society, if there is one. Nobody knows for sure what it's going to be.
Right.
And then if he is reinstated in the NFL and he goes pick up with another football team, he's got a long way to go. We got a couple of years before we're going to see how this affects him.
Well, he's got Jesus on his team now.
Hey, that's always good. Isn't that right, Buzz?
That's right.
Right.
Jesus is the quarterback for Team Mexico now.
Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, let's start with our friend, the Belcher.
Very good.
And I've been told in this two-plus-minute call to the douchebag guy, he gets through over 20 times.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that right?
Let's count them.
That's a lot. More than we can count.
I wonder where that guy exists.
Here he is now.
Hello.
Hey, Bob. What's going on?
It's who?
Oh, yeah, I'm on here. Hello.
Well, who is it?
Oh, this is Mike O'Mara's team, and I feel swollen a good deal.
You're on the air with Cloudy.
Oh, great.
Hi, Bob. When's the last time you've seen your Pippick?
Oh, great. Hey, Cloudy, you bring out the best in the audience.
Oh, that's my fault, huh?
Yeah! You're on the radio.
Hello, bucket of douche.
Oh, you know, you're looking for your you're looking for your relatives. That's you're on the radio. Oh, good. Two lines. Same schmuck. You're on the radio. Good. You're on the radio. Poor guy.
I mean, in this day and age, the opportunity to pick up your phone, have a computer in front of you, and be able to talk to hundreds of thousands of people, and what do these idiots do? They call up and they burp and saying to myself...
Well, how many times in human history do you think that someone could have belched and been heard around the world? The belch heard around the world.
You know, Bob, I didn't look at it from that angle.
Look at all these calls. Are you a belcher?
Did you fart?
No, that was you.
You.
And you're on the radio. Hello?
Don? Mike? Buzz?
You're on the radio.
Buzz?
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 Oh, God.
No, he's not here. You're on the radio.
Five cats? You have five cats?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Christ, you must reek.
Well, I'll tell you how come we got them. And so ended up with these five cats. You're on the radio.
You must get a lot of p- there.
Oh, God. You're on the radio.
Where do they... I don't get it.
On your mind, you're on the radio.
What a good comeback.
My fingers are getting tired from pushing all these buttons, you know? Oh, you're on the radio.
Hi, Farfel.
You're on the radio.
16.
Oh, God. And you're on the radio.
Cabbies of the world unite.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. And you're on the radio.
Douche.
And you're on the radio.
Douchebag.
Ah.
19.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Wow.
It's a new record.
That was a big
Hello.
One.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi there. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
That guy's retarded.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
You can talk, bitch.
That guy's retarded.
I heard that one.
Everybody can suck it.
Ah, there we go.
You stupid dick.
Hi, friends.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Yes.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't Frank come call. Here. I'm hanging Frank at the call. Phone. Prank caller. Prank caller.
Prank call. Prank call.
Looks like baby vomit.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll
you
get back to you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, that's right.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
That boy gay it in a handbag full of rainbows.
Well, here he goes again. Every month. Pull up snakes like an Arab and off you go.
Come on, Marty.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
All right. Hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Don and Mike show.
The show's going to be funny.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
What about the vagina?
Exactly.
Whoa, auga.
Phone number, same as it was last time. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's the first day of my vacation. How do I sound?
You sound fantastic.
You sound happy.
Oh, baby. You guys are on the air. How could I not be happy?
Well, you actually sound sober.
Yeah. Where are you at?
Idaho.
Idaho.
Well, yeah.
Are you vacationing in Idaho?
No, I live here.
So what are you doing for vacation?
Relatives are visiting right now. I'm changing oil, washing the car, mowing the lawn.
So just basically vegging out, just not having to go to work.
Absolutely. It's like heaven. You're on the air. I hear you. Dynamite.
Wow. You need to lower your vacation standards, but thank you, my friend.
Maybe that's the right idea. Maybe that's he's not going anywhere. He doesn't have anything to really be disappointed about. He's just out there changing the oil in his car. I think that's a good strategy. I mean, we've all had vacations that we've, you know, looked forward to, and then you get there, and there's this enormous disappointment. I think that's
a
bad idea.
Once a globetrotter, always a globetrotter. You know me.
Yeah, I know. You're a jet setter. You're the
jet setter. I like throwing on a backpack, Mike, and just going somewhere to Europe to just hike.
And you always get lucky. I mean, no matter what. It can even be when you were in the Himalayas, you were very fortunate. You know, you didn't get frostbite like everybody else, like all your Sherpa guides got.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, did you guys see Carrot Top on the Chris Angel Magic Show this weekend?
Well, first off, who saw the Chris Angel Magic Show this weekend?
That's the question you should ask first.
There you go.
If anybody watched the Chris Angel Magic Show.
It was a marathon.
It was what?
The marathon.
Sure it wasn't Chris Angel Dust Magic?
Isn't he very popular in the gay community?
Yes.
It's just easier to go.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just thought he was very popular in the gay community.
His number one joke is hide the salami.
That's when he hides something late in his show.
I like the black magician, Ludacris Angel.
Ludacris. Fitty Angel.
Ludacris. Hey, our man Joe, before we start the show and the weekend and everything else, our man Joe had himself a bit of a weekend.
Yeah. You think?
Well, I know.
Yeah.
I was not on the receiving end of a phone call.
Right.
I did get a totally, written in Chinese
garbled
email from Joe.
Right.
And I mentioned that to Rob over the weekend, and Rob said, well, that's funny. What time did you get this drunk email? And
what time did it come in?
Yeah.
At about 12:30 on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, so this is the time. This is midday.
Uh-huh. Yes,
Sunday when he did all of his communicating.
Right.
See, normally you would expect the condition to be somewhere like in the wee hours of the morning.
Right. No. So, and then the follow up email that he sent after the original one that I couldn't make out. This one, the second one I could make out. I would call you if I had your cell number.
Ah. So he was that out of his mind.
Maybe next time.
And then he called his other buddies. He called Rob Spiewak. Yesterday afternoon.
Next message from
Joe.
Received yesterday at 12:58 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Cousin, can you believe they used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property? Well, gee, Eddie, don't you worry about radiation. All I know, I got... I don't know what I know. Hey, Ted, isn't your wife out of town? Answer your phone. What's the matter with you? What's up? Here I am. I want to talk to you. Well, we're almost friends. You know, we're going past that acquaintance bullshit. All right? I'll call John. He answers, and Buzz always answers his phone. Snob. Bitch.
All right, so here's the next call, I believe, to John. Uh-huh. Next call is to John.
Next message.
Here's your detailed voice message. Here's your detailed message. F*** you.
Wow.
Right, and then he calls his buddy Buzz.
Right.
Old message to Sunday, 1 p.m.
Right, hey, that guy sounds like the guy who sells cars on the television. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Damn it. Nobody's home. It's like 1 in the afternoon. Where is everybody? It's hot as outside.
End of messages.
And believe it or not,
Joe.
I did call him back, and then he blew me off because he was on the other line with anybody? Anybody?
I don't know.
Who?
Beth Ann McBride.
Wow. He must have just been going up and down his...
Scrolling,
up and down his address book.
That is amazing. And this is in the middle of the day on Sunday.
Yesterday.
Right. Well, I got
he'd had a bachelor party on Saturday night.
I don't know if Joe wants to chime in, but I think he started early on Sunday. because he didn't want to face what was he going to inevitably face on Sunday.
Oh, the hangover.
Oh, yeah. See, the hangover, right.
Oh, you got to pay that piper on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot, but I understand from other people.
What?
That, if
that it's called, what's it, hair of the dog?
Something
that?
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, all right.
An antiquated theory of
right.
some sort.
Hair of the
surrounded
dog.
By guys that smell like booze. You smell like booze. He smelled like booze. I got to tell you about it. I got talk about weird. I got a call from Rob last night about 9 o'clock, drunk, with his mom.
Rob was drunk?
Yeah, with his mom.
Who was sober.
His mom, who was sober. His mom, he was driving him home from a wedding.
Yeah.
And he was calling me, just fall down drunk.
Was yesterday, like, everybody made Sunday the drunk day.
Well, I had to, because it was an outside wedding, and it was a bit, how shall we say, humid. And it was fine. It was a fine wedding outside.
Why do people get married on Sundays?
I don't know. And
we've
it was
debated
Sunday
that.
Evening.
Sunday night. Who gets married Sunday? Well, obviously somebody does.
I've been to two of them.
And when we sat down and everyone was just looking at each other, and my Uncle George sat down at the table with us, and he said, "You know who I saw over by the keg?" And no one asked who he saw. We just said, "There's a keg." Four people in unison leaned forward. "There's a keg? Where is it? Where is it?" And then the wedding was great.
Yeah.
And so then
you didn't know there was any booze until
no,
then.
No, congratulations to my cousin Mary and Jason.
It was three hours later, I get the call, and he's relaying all that to me in a much sloppier fashion.
You know, really, I thought because I'd had my bachelor party, not my bachelor party, of course.
Hey, there's news.
I'd thrown a bachelor party for my buddy John on Saturday, and I spent all of Sunday in recovery, just
yeah.
recovering. I thought I was going to come in here and be, even with the whole day, one of the guys that was like a little less energetic. And here I am, like the I'm one of the leaders.
You're the ringleader.
It's amazing. I feel fantastic.
I didn't get effed up. I feel fine.
Either Saturday or Sunday.
There was no reason for me to get drunk. It was only my girlfriend's birthday.
But, you know, even sober, my mother still can't figure out where she is.
That's the best part of this.
I might beat these guys for pure time staying awake. On Friday and Saturday.
Probably.
Would you like to know what time? Because you love this. You always enjoy this. Do you know what time I pretty much turned in on Saturday morning?
What time?
5:30.
Wow.
Good man, Tiger.
5:30. A guy that had come in for the bachelor party. We hung out late. And then
you were going to make it a light night on Friday to prep for Saturday.
Here's what I thought. This was my thought process.
This is
I wanted to stay up late enough so that I would vegetate all day on Saturday and I wouldn't be tired for Saturday night. Big mistake.
Oh. Yeah.
Big mistake. I was very tired Saturday night, too. Guess what time it ended on Saturday?
What time?
3:30. Maybe more like 4:30 I hit the
4:30 sheets. 4:30 and Sunday morning?
4:30 wow. Sunday morning.
Wow.
Well, it was, you know, getting everybody back from downtown. And
you
everybody.
Must have been groggy at Mass.
I was at the 8 o'clock service. At the 8 a.m. service, I was completely wiped out.
The call from him was so great. It was blah, 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 blah. Now, and he would just let the phone, it would be like this. Now, 29, make a left, Sharon. No, left. Okay. Go left here. The phone would just drop down.
My mother, not great with directions, and it is on this little obscure road. Hard to find this place. It's on Lee Highway.
For those of you who live around here, you know what he's talking about.
It's only one of the biggest arteries in town.
Right.
But drunk as I was, I got her home in a timely manner.
Boy, a lot of people went crazy.
Yeah, it was a good part.
It's a crazy weekend.
Uh-huh. Well, acting crazy now.
Golly, let me. I was at the Redskins game, which was like panic on Saturday night.
I was watching that from a strip joint
with the power outage.
It looked like it was all hell that broke loose. I was kind of half watching, going, you know, I didn't even process that you were there. I swear to God.
Oh, it was
and
the
I was
worst.
Sitting there. I was looking at it going, oh, the people that are there must be going through hell.
I have to tell you, from my perspective, it was like being in the Poseidon Adventure. And I'm the world's biggest pussy in the world.
It looked like it was perhaps panic.
Yeah. It was.
I mean, wow. Really, just no one had ever dealt with that at a sporting event. I mean, I've never seen it like that.
What happened was, God, we don't have time to get into the whole thing right now. There was a big electrical storm that blew through, and they postponed the game, and they brought 90,000 people inside, and they postponed the game for like over an hour.
Is that doable at that stadium?
15 minutes. That's why I got out. And the moment that I decided to leave was the first time that all the power in the stadium went off. And all I can tell you it's like, it's, you remember on Star Trek when the Enterprise would lose power and it would go, Yeah, right. They would just have like those emergency lights.
Right.
That's what happens.
Scary.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it looks scary even on TV.
Yeah.
I got slightly panicked.
Because I want to hear about
that. Well, I pictured myself up on the club level.
Right.
You know, only the escalator to get down with, don't you know? And, you know, what happens if, you know, you got 90,000 people. I walked outside of the humidor, that area where you can smoke a cigar.
That's the bar, right? That's the bar up on the second level.
And out there in the concourse, it smelled so much like wet ass.
Oh,
and it was the combination of wet ass, drunk people who wanted to go and stand outside. You know, at any stadium, they've got smoking decks.
Sure.
And there were people that wanted to go outside, not to smoke, but to watch the storm.
Right.
And the people that work at the stadium were saying, no, you can't go outside. That's the whole thing for your own safety. You have to stay inside. Uh-huh. And people wanted to go outside.
Walk out on the and look at the electrical storm and... Yeah. They were forbidden, and if they were drinking and forbidden to do something, there might have been a little anger.
And then hold on to the metal rail.
Well, no, Rob, hold on a second. I ask you not. I am not kidding. As we were standing looking at people outside, there were people that were actually, to get a better look, climbing chain-link fences, and people from the stadium were having to go over and cops telling these drunk morons.
See, it's a Saturday night game.
Stop climbing the fences.
Right. Everybody's not working the next day. You got the Saturday night game. Everybody's partying.
God, everybody went crazy this weekend. Everybody did. Yeah. This was not the best birthday gift I could have given Janet.
I bet she was not thrilled. No. Because it was a Saturday, you weren't all that concerned with having to leave early, I suppose. You know, you were ready to enjoy the entire game.
Oh, you bet, Ann. Plus, it was the Redskins and the Ravens. So it could not suck enough.
And they eventually just pulled the plug on the whole thing, right?
Yeah, they did. And let me see, I guess it was over an hour and 15-minute delay before they started. Then they played. They played about an hour. It started to do it again. Mm-hmm. And then they just called it off. They just said, go home.
Well, see, now that they make preseason games out to be the, you know, the fan favorites that they are, I'm sure people were a little bummed out.
But they made
preseason
it.
Preseason or not.
Here's what happened. They made it a panic situation because they started making announcements saying, for your safety, there is incoming weather. Doppler radar says, blah, 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 everyone into the concourse now. So it was the combination of people who were arriving, who weren't drunk yet, mm-hmm. who were actually scared by this cattle mentality where they're getting to the stadium and they're just being pushed into a corner and told, stay there. Mm. Don't go anywhere. And the people that were drunk and wanted to make it into a party.
Yeah.
And then the people like me that were saying, you know, this has the potential to be like a prison riot.
Yeah.
That must have been a...
So you panicked a little bit?
Well, only because I said to Jan, I said, you know, what happens if the power goes off? Like for real, as it did a couple more times. Yeah. And it goes dark.
Turn it into Papillon for some reason. Well, prison movie.
You've got, seriously, 90,000 people, most of them fueled by high octane booze. All of a sudden, can you just imagine the rush to try to get out, to take the one stairway, the one emergency
stairway?
It's
such a convenient stadium anyway, the way it's designed.
Say, bad enough to try to get out during a normal game when people start leaving halfway through the third quarter.
And I've always wondered that about a relatively modern stadium that was built. Is there any particular reason why they don't have that much access to, like, the different levels?
Yeah, more access means less seats.
Right. Okay. More access means less seats.
And Snyder had to be loving it because he had a captive audience.
They were eating and drinking.
Scared eating and drinking.
Thinking it might be their last meal.
And then there was me grabbing Janet's hand at I don't know, it was like 8:15. And at that point, they were saying kickoff was going to be at 8:30.
Right.
And I said to her, you know, no friggin' way. It still looked like a tornado outside.
Did you plan on what time was the game supposed to start?
8:00.
8:00. And so did you see any football?
No. We arrived at the stadium because we know how good traffic is out there.
Mm-hmm.
We left at 5:15 for an 8:00 game.
Right.
So we got there at 6:30. And we were sitting there when all of a sudden they ordered everybody to come inside. And then the power went off. And then some cop came through and said, there's nothing to worry about.
Right.
And when the cop walked through and said, there's nothing to worry about, you know me, I started worrying.
So did you, you saw no action. You got out of there before any action started.
No, absolutely not. I was, my God, I was back at home before they kicked off. I watched the kickoff on TV.
Wow.
And what was amazing is as we were leaving the stadium, and I don't mind, I'll be the pussy of pussies. I'll proudly wear that crown. We were obviously going against the flow of people.
Right.
And as we got towards the exit, they're still looking at us incredulously like, you're going to leave?
No.
Well, they're going to play the game tonight. I'm like, I cannot describe to you.
Did you leave because you feared a panic? Is that why you left?
No, I was positive.
You just fed up with the whole thing.
I was positive they weren't going to get the game in.
Oh, you thought they were going to cancel the game.
I was getting into an argument.
They really did, technically. They did. I mean, they played a little bit.
I was getting into an argument with drunk guys about canceling exhibition games.
Yeah, right. That's
and,
good.
You know, the guy's saying, it's never been done before. And I was like, dude, I remember it was one time. You know, Green Bay at Kansas City in the Hall of Fame game, there was lightning. They did call it.
Right.
And I realized, and I was saying to this guy, if it was a regular season game, they would probably play it tomorrow.
Right.
Meanwhile, the din around me was incredible. It was like speaking to someone at a riot.
Right.
And all I could feel was this guy's hot, boozy breath blowing back on me going, I paid $95. They better play the friggin' game.
Jesus, they're getting that for a preseason game
now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got a break.
It's not right.
We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.